Welcome back. This is an advanced workflow lesson for drum and bass in Ableton Live, and today we're doing something that sounds boring until you feel how fast it makes you. Tagging one shots by mood, using only stock devices. If your one shot library looks like Kick 124 Final V7, you already know the pain. You're in a good writing flow, you need a different snare character, and suddenly you're auditioning random files. Levels are all over the place, and you lose the vibe. The whole point of this masterclass is to build a repeatable system where dark roller snare crack is something you can pull up in seconds, not minutes. By the end, you'll have three things. 1. A drum and bass mood taxonomy you'll actually remember. 2. A one-shot conditioning rack that makes auditioning fair and consistent. And 3. Mood map drum racks that behave like curated packs you can browse at tempo. Let's build it. First, mood taxonomy. This is where most people overcomplicate it. The goal isn't to describe every sound in the universe. The goal is fast decisions that stay consistent over time. Here's a core set that works for DDNB, jungle, rollers, neuro-adjacent stuff, dark, heavy, roll, jungle, liquid, tech, rave, atmos. And then you've got optional descriptor tags that add clarity without exploding your system. Tight, wide, mono, snap, thud, crack, dusty or clean. Short or long, tuned or atonal, room, plate, dry. Here's the rule that keeps your brain from melting: mood first, descriptor second, then source. Mood is the vibe. Descriptors are what it does. Source is where it came from, like break, synth, foley, room, whatever. Now we need a naming format so Ableton's browser search becomes your sample manager. Use something like mood, then type, then descriptor, then key if it's tonal, then BPM if it matters, then source, then a number. So you'd get names like dark snare crack A sharp 167 room 03, or roll kick tight mono 174 punch 07, or jungle hat dusty short 170 break 12. Teacher note, don't try to rename your entire library today. That's how you burn out. Do it as you touch sounds. Every time you grab a one shot for a project, you rename it properly and put it where it belongs. In a month, your library becomes terrifyingly fast. Okay. The secret weapon is next, consistent auditioning. Because if you don't level the playing field, you'll tag wrong. Louder always feels better. Wider always feels bigger. Longer tails always feel more expensive. So we're going to make a dedicated audition lane with a stock device rack that keeps your judgments honest. In Ableton, create an audio track and name it Audition One Shots. Drop an audio effect rack on it and name it One Shot Conditioner. Now build this chain, stock only. Start with utility. Set gain to about -6 dB as a starting point. Not a rule, just a sane default. Width at 100 for now. Turn on bass mono and set it to around 120 Hz. That bass mono switch is huge. It stops you from falling in love with fake wide low end that collapses later. Next, EQ 8. Add a high pass filter, 24 dB per octave, around 20 to 30 Hz. We're just clearing rumble and DC-ish nonsense that can trick your ears. Then add an optional presence check bell, maybe plus 2 dB around 3 to 5 kHz. Make it something you can toggle on and off mentally. You're not mixing, you're revealing. Next, drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15% depending on the material. Crunch anywhere from 0 to 20. Jungle hats often like a touch. For transients, think like this. If you're testing heavy candidates, push transients up, like plus 10 to plus 25. If you're testing liquid candidates, you might go gentler, like minus 5 to plus 10. Turn boom off for neutral auditioning. You can temporarily enable it if you're specifically checking kick weight, but don't let boom become the reason something feels heavy. Next, saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. This is your tone lens. If a sample turns into brittle fizz under mild saturation, that tells you something. If it stays punchy and gets mean in a good way, that's often a dark or heavy candidate. Optional next. Compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Adjust the threshold so you're only getting 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the louder hits. Again, not mixing. This is just fair comparison. Then, a limiter at the end for safety. Ceiling at minus 1 dB. Save the rack into your user library so you can drop it into any project instantly. Now we need context, because mood is not a solo decision. A snare isn't liquid until it's next to a hat pattern at 174, and it still feels right. Set your project tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere in the 172 to 176 zone is fine. Just pick a standard, so your decisions don't drift. Create a MIDI track with a drum rack. Make a simple DNB reference loop. One bar is fine for quick checks, but I want you to eventually make an 8-bar reference loop and never change it. You're building a measuring device, not a beat. For a basic 2-step grid, kick on 1.1 and 1.3, snare on 1.2 and 1.4. Add hats, either straight 8th notes or a shuffled 16th feel. Then go to the groove pool and grab a 16th swing, like swing 16-65, and apply it around 30-60%. You're not trying to get fancy. You're trying to hear how tails and transients behave under swing. Extra coach upgrade. Make a template set called Tagging Template 174. Put your loop in there. Put your audition track in there. Save it. Every time you tag, you're using the same environment. That's how your labels stay trustworthy over months. Now, auditioning workflow. Drag one shots into drum rack pads and listen in the loop, not solo. Here's what you're listening for. Mood-wise, dark usually means mid-weight, controlled highs. Not too shiny, take saturation without turning into sandpaper. Heavy means aggressive transients and body. It should feel like it can carry impact. If it gets better with saturation and transient push, it's a good sign. Roll means short tails, tight low end, consistent punch. Roll sounds don't necessarily sound impressive solo, but they make the groove feel glued and fast. Jungle tends to have crunchy transients, noisy tops, imperfections that feel alive, dust, grit, sometimes even a little ugliness that becomes character in context. Liquid usually has clean attacks, airy highs, less aggression. Smooth, more open. It shouldn't stab you in the ear at 3-5K when the groove repeats. Now, Ableton tagging reality check. LIV doesn't give you fancy metadata tags like dedicated sample managers, but you can still build a system that's fast. Method A is the reliable one. Folders, naming, browser search, in your places, create a one-shots DNB folder, and inside it, dark, heavy, roll, jungle, liquid, tech, atmos, whatever moods you commit to. When you decide a sound's mood, you move it into the folder and rename it using your format. Then Ableton's search becomes lethal. You can type dark snare crack or roll kick tight mono, and you're there. Method B is the creative speed method. Mood packs as drum racks. Make a drum rack per mood, like drum rack dark roller, drum rack liquid step, drum rack jungle chop. Populate them consistently. For example, kicks live on one row, snares on another, hats in a predictable spot, perks and foley where your fingers expect them. Now your tags are playable instruments. Pro move. Put your one-shot conditioner either on the drum rack output or on a return chain inside the rack, so everything you audition is still judged through the same lens. Next, turn mood into something you can control, not just label. Inside your audition rack, or inside your mood drum racks, add macros. Map dirt to saturator drive. Map punch to drum bus transients. Map air to an EQ8 high shelf around 6-12K, 0-+4 dB. Map darken to an EQ8 low pass that can sweep from 18K down to 6 or 10K. Map width to utility width, maybe 80-140%. Map tail to something like gate release for tighter moods, or a subtle delay or reverb mix, just to space check. This is powerful because two snares might both be dark, but one becomes perfect dark when you darken it a touch and tighten the tail, and another falls apart. Macros help you confirm what bucket it really belongs in. Now, let's add two advanced coach concepts that will stop you from overthinking. First, the context bus. Route your audition drum rack into a drum bus group. On that group, add utility with bass mono at 120, width 100. Add EQ8 with a gentle low shelf dip, like -1 to -2 dB at 120 Hz. And add glue compressor doing just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Slow attack. Auto release. You're not mixing. You're simulating the fact that later, your drums will hit a bus and maybe a master. This changes how heavy feels, and it stops you from tagging based on exaggerated low end. Second, the 3S rule. A one-shot only gets into your premium mood folders if it passes 3 quick checks. 1. It works at your BPM in the loop. 2. It survives saturation, meaning it doesn't turn into brittle fizz. 3. It holds up in mono. Flip utility width to 0 and see if it dies. If it fails, don't force it into a mood. Make a quarantine folder called OneShotsDNB_rejects. Needs work. This is how you keep your main library clean. Now one more advanced layer. Separate mood from function. Mood is vibe, dark, liquid, jungle. Function is job, anchor, layer, fill, ghost. Anchor means it can be the main hit you build around. Layer means it's meant to stack, not lead. Fill means it's great once per 4 or 8 bars. Ghost means quiet support. So you might name something Dark Snare by Yanker, or Liquid Hat Airy Ghost, or Jungle Perk Dusty Fill. That stops your dark folder becoming random aggressive noises. It becomes a toolkit. If you want to get even more systematic, use a quick scorecard. 10 seconds per sound. Weight from 1 to 5. Edge, meaning bite in the 2 to 6K area, 1 to 5. Cleanliness, 1 to 5. And tail, short, mid, long. Then you can define moods by typical ranges, like liquid tends to be cleaner, moderate edge, moderate weight, and often mid or long tails. Dark tends to be heavier, less pristine, controlled edge, and short to mid tails. If you want, you can put the score in the file name, like W5E3C3, tail short. It looks nerdy, but it's insanely searchable. Now, let's talk about a few stock-only techniques that help you create derived one-shots, which is where your library becomes truly yours. If a sample is close but not quite right, don't just mentally note needs work. Fix it and print it. Drop it on an audio track. Process with stock devices, maybe gate to tighten, EQ to shape, drum bus for punch, saturator for tone, a short plate reverb if you're making a liquid version. Then freeze and flatten, or resample. Rename it with a suffix like derived or MK2. Now you're building a curated library of sounds that already behave the way you like, at DNB tempo, in DNB context. A quick sound design lens for jungle versus clean, use HQ8 and solo a high band around 8 to 12K. Listen to the noise character. Smooth hiss can read liquid or Atmos. Gritty hash and aliasing often reads jungle or rave. This prevents the classic mistake, confusing bright with clean. Also do a micro pitch test. Transpose the one shot plus or minus 1 to 3 semitones. If it still sounds intentional pitched, it's often an anchor candidate. If it falls apart pitched, it might still be great as a layer, a fill, or ear candy. Now let's connect this to arrangement, because this is where tagging pays you back. Think in three lanes of mood layers. Foundation is usually roll or tech, tight kick and snare, controlled hats. Impact is heavy or dark, slam layers, tom hits, metal stabs, big punctuation. Ear candy is liquid, Atmos, jungle, shakers, foley, break chops, reverse hits, little ear hooks. So your intro might lean Atmos plus liquid tops. This audio version is shortened for playback.